to visit Dr. Feelgood nearly as much as I used to. My intake is so much slower now that I'm ancient. It's weird.
What?
Yeah, you know, you have to usually go and refill quite often, but these days it just, man, it lasts a long time.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
How? Why?
I don't know. I guess I'm just, I don't know.
Doesn't matter. I'd think you would get used to it and then you would need more.
Yeah, that's how it was for a very long time. And now I just don't care. I just don't need it, I guess. I don't know. That's weird.
You need it. You absolutely need it.
Yeah, baby.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Sligo show, shall we? One American dollar.
Oh, yeah. What's the subject?
I'm not going to tell you.
Come on, man.
We're going to talk about Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, you went.
Greatest movie ever.
As predicted. I knew it would be one of the most important films of our time.
Of our generation.
Yeah. Good.
Well, maybe of all time.
Yeah, I believe
it. Sure.
Yeah. You see, there's a few more now already in the works. There's an alligator on meth or something.
There's a meth alligator, sure.
Meth alligator.
Which really, I mean, isn't that exactly the same movie?
Pretty much.
Meth alligator, meth, cocaine.
Sure.
But yeah, come on.
You know, you get to visit Florida this time. That'll be nice.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. This, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
All right. Give me five. The theme is light.
Yeah, we don't have much of it right now in the sky, so I don't know.
Songs with light in the title of them. Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock. And lame way to say things.
That's weak.
Sligo wants to be really crass.
Yeah, you know, when someone says that, well, she passed. I'm just saying she's dead. She dead. She died. Although it's, you know, you don't ever really want to bring it up.
King of empathy.
When someone comes along and tells you, you know, oh, my poodle died. Why she passed? She's crossed over. No, she's dead.
You just want to be cruel.
Yeah, you know, actually, I asked this on Twitter, and I was amazed at how many people had things. Hoo-ha is something that doesn't go over very well, that sort of thing. So,
sure.
You know, polite terms for things. Who cares?
It is funny when the polite term for something means the same thing to everyone.
Yes.
You might as well just say it.
Right. Yeah.
Because everybody knows.
Although
exactly
once you do actually say what hoo-ha would be in company, it is a little weird sometimes.
All right.
Like, all right, that's a bit much.
Right.
But still, it's
so that's
stupid
the
phrases.
It's coding.
Yeah. No, well, strip the coding off.
You don't want any part of it.
Nope.
All right. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. Cocaine Bear.
Yes.
Was so great.
Nice.
So fun.
I'm so happy to hear that.
It is. It's not for everybody,
of course,
clearly.
Right.
Because it's kind of a spoof movie.
Right.
But so just well done.
Right.
Well done.
Well, good. I was really, you know, you never know. Like, you
here's
know.
The thing about movies like this.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see a bear coked out.
Yes.
Destroy things.
Yes.
That's what you want.
It's hilarious.
But to be a movie, you also need a story and characters
and
some things.
Some ability to act a little. Some cinematography
and
that doesn't suck.
A lot of movies fall short right
Big
there
time.
With that.
Yes.
They're good with the special effects and everything else, but then everything around it blows.
It seems like lately, things like this don't fall through as much as they used to. And I don't think, I definitely, my standards are higher than they ever were. But
mine
things,
are lower than they ever were.
Things don't disappoint me like as much anymore when
really?
I watch them. Yeah, I used
yours
to be.
Are lower too.
Oh, yeah, I guess maybe so. Yeah.
So what I would say is if you take out the cocaine bear part of it.
Right. The central core.
The movie's four.
Yeah.
But if you put a 4 around a 10 idea of cocaine bear, now it's good times.
Like 7.5.
It's good times.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say it's 8 or 9 on the good times.
Wow. How was the crowd? Was it a big crowd?
It was a big crowd.
There are certain movies
loud.
I think you have to see with a crowd.
Agreed.
I'm fine with going and seeing plenty of stuff on cable when it shows up or whatever. But there are certain movies like that.
Yes.
Like I went to see Smokey the Bandit with a very appreciative crowd at the New Beverly a few years ago. I mean, it was packed.
Yes.
And they loved it, and they were having a loud, crazy good time.
And that energy, just you feed off of it. It's great.
That's why I liked Rocky Horror. Like, it was insane.
That's why I always want to go opening weekend, because those are the people that have been looking forward to it for the longest.
That's what we used to do with horror movies when I was in high school. We'd always go Friday night at midnight, and the girls would be screaming, and it was great. So it was a good time.
So if you haven't seen Cocaine Bear, first of all, think about your life. Second of all, see it. Because it's really, really fun.
Nice.
It's really fun. I mean, if you're going to sit there and be picky about it, you can pick stuff apart. But it's a really fun movie.
Did you learn more about yourself?
I didn't, but I am going to learn more about myself in Rehab Bear, which apparently is the new movie that's coming out. It came out on a spoof website. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I started telling you about Rehab Bear.
Oh, right. The important sequel to Cocaine Bear.
To Cocaine Bear.
You know, we all need to, take a moment and realize that Cocaine Bear has a problem.
Right.
Just because it fell into his lap doesn't mean he should have done it.
Exactly. Due to the overwhelming popularity of the film Cocaine Bear, movie studio executives and producers announced they have already greenlighted a sequel, an emotional, psychological film, reportedly titled Rehab Bear.
Yeah! Woo!
Quote, we thought it would be really great to see where the bear goes from here. We've seen him in the throes of cocaine addiction, raging at the world. Mm-hmm. What happens when he's forced into rehab and discovers that his true enemy is the bear within? It's a fake website, but I wish to hell it was real.
Oh, my God. Well, give it 20 years and they'll do it.
I really wish it was real because Cocaine Bear was great. All right, listen. Let's do this, shall we?
Let's do it.
Damn straight.
All right, so we're going to talk about parody movies.
Yes.
Parody movies. The movies that sort of take a genre and take a shot at it.
You can't say that what you saw last night was a parody of some sort, would you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
It's a very serious motion picture presentation.
No, it was really a great parody.
Parody movies.
Yes.
I love parody movies.
So that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you 6 guesses to get 4 right on the top 10 parody movies.
According to whom?
According to movieview.com.
The hell is that?
Don't know.
Joe's site of things he
likes
himself.
I don't know, but you'll kick yourself when you hear a lot of this.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you should get all 4.
Well, let's start with Scream. I suppose that should be in there.
All right. Let me look and see if Scream is in there.
No, what a load of crap. Joe and his stupid little website. Airplane. Best motion picture ever made.
Airplane, you're saying?
Yeah. It's actually the first thing I thought of right there.
Yep, that's number 2. So you got 1 right.
Spaceballs, Mel Brooks. By the way, did you see that they're finally doing History of the World Part 2?
No, I didn't see that.
You remember a million years ago he did Part 1, and I've been waiting for Part 2 to learn what else happened, you know, before we got here.
Sure, of course, you're dying to know that.
Yeah, I don't know that he's just narrating.
You said Spaceballs, right?
Yeah. This list blows.
That's 3 guesses, you only got 1 right.
This is useless. This is Spinal Tap. It's got to be on the list. Everybody loves that.
This is Spinal Tap.
Yeah, of course.
So you got 4 and you got 2. So you got 2 more guesses and you need to get both of them right.
Naked Gun.
To win that dollar. Naked Gun.
Wow, nice. There you go. All right.
Look at
that's
you.
That's good. And I suppose Sharknado. That should be somewhere on the list because that's ridiculous.
You just need 1 more.
Yeah.
And that wasn't it. That was not it.
Wait, I got a couple others.
That wasn't it.
I'm going to throw out some old ones. High Anxiety. There's another old Mel Brooks movie. Tunnel Vision.
Nope.
That was a great film. Some people... The Big Bus. That was one of the first serious disaster movies. It was an atomic-powered giant bus traveling across country. It was like 1976.
And they have an orgy on it?
76. I've seen that. Yeah. It was just before Airplane, actually. So.
All right, listen. Here's the list.
Yeah.
Number 10 is what you were trying to think of off the air, I think, was Hot Shots.
Hot Shots, yeah, the Top Gun Charlie poking
Sheen,
fun of.
Yeah, always, yeah, John Cryer.
Yep.
Number 9, Austin Powers, any of them.
Oh, sure. Pick one. Yeah, that's perfect.
Number 8, Walk Hard, the Dewey Hart Cox story.
I have no idea what that is.
That is John C. Reilly.
Well, I don't know that at all.
Really?
I've never heard that, no.
Oh, you would like it.
Yeah, I suppose I would.
7 is The Naked Gun.
Sure.
6 is I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka.
Oh, yeah, there's a gooder.
5 is This is Spinal Tap, you got that.
Yeah.
Number 4... A little film by the name of Blazing Saddles.
Ah! One of the best movies ever.
Number 3.
Come on.
A tiny little film called Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah, that's a gooder. That's parody. I don't know that that's parody, but okay.
Sure. I feel like it is.
Yeah, it's close.
2 is Airplane.
Yep.
And 1 is Young Frankenstein.
Oh, Young Frankenstein. So it's basically all Mel Brooks.
Pretty much, yes.
Well, it makes sense.
$1 for you.
Ah! I need my dollar.
I think I like the feature people are dumb because it makes me feel smarter.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
But you know, when you're looking at Florida, I mean, it's kind of a gibbon.
This is Michigan.
Well, all right.
Michigan is stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, Michigan.
The solid double one bouncer over the fence. Saginaw man gets arrested after calling 911. On woman who wouldn't go through with the sex act that he paid for.
That he paid for!
He found himself in jail after calling 911.
Now, I seem to recall it's legal in Nevada, out at the chicken ranch, here and there.
It is not legal in Saginaw.
Not illegal?
Nope.
No.
The 34-year-old man placed the call at 7:52 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Wow.
That's when you get the horniest.
A morning wood.
Requesting that police come to his house. He's going to get this settled.
Oh my God, what a stupid person. That is stupid.
The man said he had paid a woman for a sex act and she reneged on the deal.
Does it go into details?
It does go into detail on the money.
Oh, the money. Okay. What was the
The man said he paid
take?
The woman $10.
$10? So he really went all out. This is going to be like a feast.
Right?
Wow.
It's going to be like a couple of hours. $10.
Wow, Trixie's come down in price.
He told police he wanted his money back.
Sure, of course.
Because she wasn't going to follow through. $10. 24-year-old woman was still there. The police got there.
I mean, like,
she's kind of not smart either.
Right.
Officers arrested the man on misdemeanor charge of accosting and solicitation, and the woman on a charge of prostitution.
I'm serious, man. I'm calling 911 right now. You don't think I will? Right. I'm on. Hello.
I gave you my $10. I expect you to follow through. He got arrested for a $10 sex act.
Wow. Isn't that's gonna look crazy? Good on your resume.
His hand isn't anywhere near that expensive.
Well, I don't know. Could be. Well, Kevin, she has wind. You know, so you just
that's gotta, what drives you crazy.
She has wind.
Yeah.
Do you know that they used to call it the vapors? That's what the vapors were. You know, if you ever watch any old movies or
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. But apparently gas
is farts the vapors.
Was the vapors as well. Huh. I did not know that. So I'm wondering, remember that band Turning Japanese? I wonder if that's where they
But who knows?
Wind.
So you tweeted.
Yeah, I don't know why. I was
because you hate these things.
I do.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to be G-rated and nice and wonderful. So I was saying most ridiculous replacement or alt word, possibly the polite term that you know. And I said, I'll go first. Wind for farts. Just say farts. She's got gas. She's blowing a lot of gas.
I mean, I don't know that you want to say that everywhere.
Hey, Grandma, you blowing gas?
I don't know that that's...
Okay. What I have wind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, but I'm saying, like, what if you're saying she's in church? Do you want to say stop?
First of all,
farting?
I'm not going to be there. Secondly,
I know, but I'm saying it's your grandma.
Stop blowing gas, woman. Yeah, I suppose that's okay, right?
I mean, I don't think you're going to yell any of that.
I suppose not.
But it just drives you crazy when it's polite.
Yeah. Or though, you know, I mean, or supposedly creative, Denise tweeted in my Technicolor yawn.
Sure.
I think that's kind of funny, but God, I mean, it was funny in the 70s.
Yeah.
U2 USC, I'm going to go powder my nose.
Right.
Or I like this one. He said, Ralph, for vomiting, but don't you dare bring this up in front of Mr. Garmin if you know what's good for you.
Ralph. He did not love that.
No. Yeah. I suppose not. Someone said vertically challenged. I don't like that. That's a good one. A bad good
you
one.
You don't like it. No. You mean you don't hate it.
Vertically challenged.
Yes.
Challenged.
Yes.
Tinkle. There's a favorite of yours.
Oh.
Tinkle. I need to go tinkle.
Tinkle is a word for 2-year-old, 3-year-olds.
Yeah, totally.
But at 4, you shed that word and you move on with your life.
Yeah. I got to go to the bathroom.
My former partner to this day calls it that.
Tinkle?
Yes.
He's going to tinkle?
Yes.
Where were you? I was tinkling?
I have to tinkle. No. I would argue. No, you don't. You're older than 4.
Well, you know, he wakes up to that chipmunk song every day, we found out. Or I found out.
Crazy.
I didn't know that. And then I tweeted that.
Yeah.
And it. And mm-hmm. He said, hey, thanks for shouting me out. That's my favorite song. I hear it every morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Oh, I know.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's literally crazy. How
yes,
are you
is.
Still okay? Well, ish. Okay-ish,
I'm not
Kevin.
Okay-ish. That's the problem. Dude uses the word tinkle. He also uses the words daddy likey.
Yowza.
Okay, but we're getting off topic here.
All right, so someone else tweeted in when people say she passed instead of she died.
Now, why does that bug you?
I don't know. Because I mean, there's never anything you can say because if you're, you know, well, I'm afraid that she passed, you're not going to go, hey, shut up. Why don't you say she died? Man.
But why does it bug you?
I don't know. It's so metaphysical. You know, it's so like, let's think deeply now. She's gone on to the other dimension. And
what if you said
crossed over?
Immortality challenged.
Now you're talking. There you go.
See, that's the I think that's the problem is that the euphemism isn't creative enough.
Right.
It's lame.
Yes.
It's super lame.
Like Technicolor yawn is, we've heard it a few thousand times.
Right. So up with something different for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Someone said, you know, I mean, so just those kind of things. When you're trying to discuss something that's maybe a bit unpleasant. I'll tell you when the thing I hate the most in the
and
world.
And then we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. What do you hate most?
Charmin commercials. The Bears.
Oh, I hate
Enjoy the Go.
Yep.
Shut.
Well, what do you want them to say? Is
nothing.
My point.
Just show the thing and say, come buy this. It's cheap, but it's made well. You don't have the stupid bears dancing around.
I know.
Putting their bare butts in the camera.
Those are dumb.
They make me ill.
But what? But they have to say something.
Yeah, but they. I just hate that.
I hate.
They're trying to be cute.
Listen, I hate talk enjoy about the go-to.
Yeah. That's a terrible
what
phrase.
Are they supposed to?
I'm just saying, man. Bring back Mr. Charmin. Don't squeeze the Charmin. Even that was at least not disgusting.
Well, no, it was the description of the actual toilet
and
paper.
How soft it was. And yeah, that's fine. That works.
Yeah.
You don't need some bear saying enjoy the go.
All right, polite terms that drive you crazy. 818-955-KLOS. If you are around Sligo and you fart, don't call it wind.
No.
Don't do that. He'll get upset.
I have the vapors.
No, you don't.
What is a polite word that drives you crazy?
Boofing.
Boofing?
Boofing.
Boofing. It was like halfway between going to the restroom and like doing gas. And she goes, man, my son boofs a lot.
Huh. That's a weird one.
He has that nickname to this day.
Oh, boofing. That's great. I'm sure he loves it.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
When people say I have to use the little boys' room or the little girls' room.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
Oh, gross.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know why.
Disturbing, actually.
I don't know why it's so disturbing to use the language that you used when you were a kid, but it is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Especially when it's an older man, older woman. Yes.
Actually, please stay out of the little boys' or little girls' room. Do us all a favor.
That would be great. Thanks. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. Terms that get on your nerves?
Yep. Yes.
Called, okay, boss.
Oh, boss.
I'm not a big fan of boss either, I'm not your boss.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like that either.
I always feel like, all right, you hate my guts, that's fine.
Okay, boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems sarcastic to
me. Yeah, it's a little underhanded.
It's very sarcastic.
Yeah,
I agree.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I think it's funny, but it probably will offend someone. It's for sex, they call it rubbing ugly.
Bumping ugly.
Or bumping ugly. Okay, well, I thought it was funny.
I don't know. I don't mind that one, actually, because it's kind of funny. Yeah, I don't mind bumping uglies.
That's kind of
funny. You've got to figure it probably offends somebody out
there. Yeah, sure. I'm not ugly. It's beautiful.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
No, it isn't.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Polite ways to talk about crass things. What do you hate?
I'm afraid she had wind, the vapors, and then she passed on. She's crossed over, Kevin.
Has she slipped away, would you guess?
Ah, slipped away.
Is she resting
in
peace?
Gooder. She's resting in pieces.
Rest in pieces. Wow. What about shuffled off this mortal coil? You like that one?
Yeah, John Cleese said that when he was trying to return a parrot once.
Bought the farm. 6 feet under?
6 feet under is worm food.
Worm food, yeah.
Yeah,
kick the bucket. Sure. You like any of these?
Ooh, there's one I hate, bucket list.
Bucket list, yeah.
But, yeah, no, kick the bucket. That's okay. Boy, they played that one out.
Taking the dirt nap. You've heard that.
Sure, that one's
times.
Okay. Yeah.
Immortality challenge. We mentioned that one. Kick the oxygen habit.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
At least it's creative.
Yeah.
Playing the great gig in the sky.
Pink Floyd, sure.
Bit the dust.
Mm-hmm.
Riding the sin wagon.
Riding the sin wagon?
I haven't heard that one before.
Neither have I. That's when you're alive, I should think.
So we're talking about polite ways to describe crass things.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Fuggo.
Hey!
Hey, you're so obviously enumerated by the verbosity of your own exuberances.
Wow!
Why, you are Kelly Wacken Master Blasters.
We're going to have to send that up to the 11th floor for our scientists to decipher and bring it back down to us.
I don't even know where that came from.
KLOS, hello.
My mom would say, that's nice.
That's nice.
For what?
Anything, you know, like you could tell her something that's like, I'm getting engaged. That's nice.
Hmm.
Or, you know, like.
So she wasn't really listening to you.
She just sort of wrote it off.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, I won $1,000 on a scratcher. Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Mm. Yeah, I've also found that if you say that's crazy, like twice, that means you need to stop talking about the conversation. Whatever it is you're sharing, just go ahead and stop. If someone says, oh, that's crazy.
Right.
Then it's time to throw in the towel because I don't care.
Key words there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Slogo. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. We're talking about polite terms that drive you crazy.
Polite terms that drive me crazy. Okay, so I don't like when people say I need to drop a deuce.
I don't think that's quite, that's not really polite.
That's true.
I don't like it because I like to say deuces, you know, when I'm saying bye to people. you know, because it's like the peace sign. But then when people hear it and they say, you know, crap and chicken,
you know, yeah. And, you know, I don't think Kiss likes it either because, you know, it poops all over their song, Deuce.
That's true.
It's not cool.
That is true.
Give me five.
Five what? Five what?
Five songs. Oh, songs that are
wrong. Oh, okay. Well, that's doable.
That's
awesome.
Five songs each day at 5 o'clock with a theme. Today's theme is light. Light.
We are looking for your suggestions, 818-955-KLOS, or you can tweet at us. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Blinded by the light. Manfred Mann, first thing out the gate. You know, when that song would come on the radio back when it was new and I was playing the pinball machine Big Shot, I would always...
Big Shot?
Yeah, it was like a eight. It was like a pinball... pool table game. Oh. You had to knock down all the flags that were corresponded to the numbers on them.
Never heard of it. You're high right now.
Yeah, I wish. I can't wait. it was a really big popular game, but I always improve my score. That's that song. When it came on the radio, I'm like, all right, 7 minutes to win a free game. Yeah, I love it.
Also, Kent Hollenbeck tweeted for that one.
Oh, nice.
As well. Good KLOS, suggestion. Hello.
Hi, am I on KLOS?
You are?
Hold on. Is that right?
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, yes, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, that is right.
I didn't know.
Okay, so I have a great suggestion for a song.
Okay. Song with light in the title.
Hit the Lights by Metallica.
Nice one.
Strong.
Very solid.
Make it happen.
Hey, who's that guy? Are you being held hostage, ma'am?
Is that Satan?
Oh, no, that's my husband. We're in the car and we're in traffic and we're listening to you guys. You guys rock.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Just say the name Lars if you need help, ma'am.
Hey, I'm still here.
Oh, right, sorry. Just say Lars if you need help, sir.
Any chance to play that song? I'm happy. ELO. Who did you say that one was for?
Brian and San Pedro.
It is Gimme Five, and the theme today is light. And then James has called. James, what was your favorite band of all the songs we played today on Gimme Five?
Metallica.
So, Mom, Nicole, how old is James?
He's 7. We listen to you guys every day, and we love your show.
Thank you very much.
We listened to you back in the day when you were on the other radio station.
Thank you very much.
Wait, you were on another radio station?
No, she's mistaken.
He was afraid to say hi, but he wanted to tell you that he loves you guys. He listens to you every day.
Nice.
That's some questionable parenting, but thank you.
Thanks, you guys rock.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a good song with the Lord light in it, dude.
Let's hear it.
You light up my life.
Nope. You light up my... You know what? We're going to do it.
Come on.
We're going to do it.
That's
yeah.
a good song.
It's a great song. It's beautiful and inspiring and sexy and hot. And...
I just threw up in my mouth.
I love it.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I'm calling up to request a song.
Yes. Which one?
The obvious one is Lights by Journey.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. After the success of Cocaine Bear comes the remake Rehab Bear. We wish that was true, but it's not.
I was going to learn a lot about myself and the world around me.
Sure, so was the bear. Sluggo did not win one American dollar.
Unbelievable.
He couldn't get the top 10 parody movies of all time.
Because they didn't have high anxiety or tunnel vision or the big bus on
right,
the list.
But they had Airplane and you know, movies like that.
Oh, you mean the ones that really counted? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I see.
And we've decided unless you're under 4 years old, we're going to stop saying little boy's room and little girl's room.
And you do not tinkle. You go to the bathroom.
Correct.
No tinkling. All right, I'm off to tinkle.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out. Would you like to go to Disneyland on us? We have 4 1-day, one-park tickets to see Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park for the celebration of a lifetime to celebrate 100 years of Disney at the Disneyland Resort. We'll take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Rob.
Rob, you are caller 13.
I'm speaking to Kevin Anslago, huh?
You are.
I'm afraid so.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening.
Sir.
Hey, dude, you're caller 13. You win.
I win. Okay, that's excellent. So what did I win now again?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
You won 4 1-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure.
Oh, my God. Yeah, thank you, guys. I mean, really, for doing the job, man. That's,
somebody's got to do it.
I mean, that's really blows my mind. So what do I do to...
You don't want to know, dude.
We'll let you know.
You don't want to know.